Boulder in Business, How to Cultivate Confidence. Often what holds people back from either starting their own business or expanding their current one is a lack of self-confidence. In my previous article, titled, What is Blocking Your Success?, we saw how a lack of confidence and low self-esteem can contribute to subconscious limits that can hold you back and even keep you from seeing the opportunities that are right in front of you. But is a lack of confidence something that you just have to live with? Well, one phrase I hear over and over again is, that's just the way I am, when perhaps they should really be saying, this is the way I choose to be based on my fears, habits, and limited beliefs. I know it doesn't feel like a choice, but hear me out. Most people are very willing to accept a limitation upon themselves or their business. They think that it's just the way I am is a fact, when it's really more of an excuse not to change. So why in the world do we look for an excuse not to change? We are meant to change. We are changing beings. Our bodies and our minds are literally changing all the time. Think about it. Are you the same person you were when you were 5 years old? No. In those years, you have learned, you've grown, you've discovered and defined the behaviors and the mindset that work for you, that are more aligned with who you want to be. You're not even the same person you were a year ago. In fact, you're under no obligation to be the same person you thought you were yesterday. So how do you get confidence if it isn't already part of your identity? Well, in the same way that plants grow better and more healthy and fertile soil, you can shift your mindset and change your environment to one which encourages your confidence and your business to grow stronger and healthier. I'm going to share with you 5 of my top shifts that will lead to a bigger, bolder business and a more confident, better you. Number 1, hold a positive self-image. This includes respecting yourself and your work. Learn to look at the positive things about yourself and focus on those rather than the negative. It doesn't mean that you have to think that everything about you is perfect and that everything you do is fantastic. Sometimes it means recognizing that something you did could have been handled better. Recognize that if you can see better, you can do better. When you see something that could be better about yourself, what you're seeing is actually your potential. If you see a lot of areas where you don't measure up, you're actually seeing how amazing you could potentially be. Just don't beat yourself up for not being there already. Certainly, own up to your mistakes and to areas where you could improve, but hold even more tightly to the idea that you are pure potential, still in development, learning and growing with every experience. And along those same lines, shift number 2, use the words I am carefully and consciously. Anytime you say I am, you are accepting or revealing a belief about yourself, so own that. Don't say anything after I am that you don't want to accept as part of who you are as a person. You are literally programming your own subconscious as to who you want to be. And if you're looking for an affirmation, one of the most powerful affirmations you can use is, I am able. Other examples that might help you: I am able to double my income this year. I am able to learn. I am able to follow my passions. I am able to own a successful business. Take these 3 simple words to heart in the morning, and you'll be surprised what you can accomplish each day. I think Henry Ford said it best, whether you think you can or you can't, you're usually right. Shift number 3, acknowledge forward momentum, no matter how small. If you're moving forward, even if it's less than half a step forward, take a moment and celebrate that you aren't moving backwards. and that you aren't standing still. Sometimes we take leaps and bounds forward, but mostly our lives are made up of little steps, our daily choices. Think of it like any other investment. Slow, steady gains in your business add up, and before you know it, you're way ahead of the game. Even physically, if you keep moving forward, a year from now, you'll be in a completely different place, no matter how small the steps. So acknowledge that and celebrate it with every move forward. Because when you celebrate the small wins, it invites the big wins into your life. And shift number 4, have a support system that encourages confidence. That doesn't seem like much to ask, but you'd be surprised. Be discerning when you look at your current support system. Actively seek out those that have one of the following qualities. Number 1, you feel supported by them psychologically. Personally, that means they see value in you. There are those people that make you feel better and stronger just by being around them because you know they value you. In business, it means those that share your ideas and visions for your company. They see the value of what you provide, what the business has to offer, and their role in helping offer that service or product to others. Or quality number 2, you feel encouraged by them. In business, this is extremely important. You don't need limiting beliefs and voices, especially uninformed beliefs and voices. It's amazing how encouraging those who have succeeded in their own business or marketing efforts are, but that's because they've done it. They know it's possible. Surround yourself with those that believe. Seek out mentors that know it, have done it, and actively encourage you to reach for more. And in your daily life, be on the lookout for those people that reflect and reinforce your possibility thoughts rather than your impossibility thoughts. We all have a crowd of doubting voices in our head. We don't need to add more outside voices to reinforce those. And this is important. Remember that you need to be that person to those around you, too. You need to be the one that encourages and sees the possibility. Allow yourself to be the support system that others need. Trust me when I say that highly successful business people that you encounter have no interest in having people around them that stifle their flow or bring down their energy. So if you want more people around you that are highly successful, become the type of supportive person that they are looking for. You'll also find that as you become more supportive and encouraging to others, you'll also become more so with yourself and your own efforts. And shift number 5, you are co-creating. One of the strongest tools you have in your confidence belt is faith that you are not doing anything alone. There is a power stronger than yourself that moves through you, partnering and co-creating in all your endeavors. In reality, it doesn't really matter what you call it, the universe, destiny, God, your higher self, the force, or your unique and personal connection to the creative power of the cosmos, whatever you call it, that mental and emotional shift of feeling that you can turn something over to a higher power and have action move through you is an amazing confidence boost. Suddenly, you aren't fighting all those psychological blocks of thinking you can't do something. Suddenly, you are allowing something bigger than yourself to work through you. And the confidence you were unable to show yourself alone is suddenly there when you fill your own secret back up. Because no matter how large the situation in front of you, it pales in comparison to what you have backing you up. So there you have it. 5 very simple shifts in thinking. But as simple as they are incredibly powerful. Really let them sink in. Listen to this a few times and think about how you might implement 1 or 2 of these shifts in your life today. And if one touched you especially, claim it and actually talk about it with others. Remember, You truly deserve to be confident. There's no one else quite like you. You are a unique expression in this world. Engage with the world and allow your uniqueness to be shared. We'll all be grateful you did. So until next time, keep learning, keep laughing, and keep loving. This is Sabrina Truscott, signing off.